You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yes, it is Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, the morning shift, live from SEC Media Days, as we have been all week at the College Football Hall of Fame. Bo is to my right, Abe is to my left. He is filling in for Mike Johnson today. I am Allie Mack, and Dylan, of course, is keeping us on the air, letting us know when we're live. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Here's what I love about SEC Media Days, in radio in general. Bo, I'm sure you probably feel the exact same way, and Abe as well. It is really just flying by the seat of your pants. Like, everything is just coming at you.
Oh, yeah.
So fast. I love it.
We've had the last, 30, 40 minutes has been crazy. As you probably know, the entire place lost internet.
It did.
In the middle of me and Matt Flynn talking about something from 2007, probably.
I learned a lot about this year's LSU team that no one else knows now.
Yeah, exactly. And so I'm trying to act like we're still on the air because you were recording.
I was.
With your phone and...
You know, fake it till you make it.
And help Garrett set up our backup that we have our Mac. We call it our Max Connect, which helps us get on when we don't have internet. And then Flynn comes back on. We come back right from break. We just continue to talk to him. Then here, Greg McElroy's trying to get down, sit down. We lose a microphone. I mean, it's been – everything has been going on. But this is what – and I know this is – like I was dragging earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And now
me
I've
too.
Been shot, like, with a bolt of energy because, you know, we're alive again. Things are happening. And then McElroy's telling these Mike Johnson stories about him wanting to kill his offensive line coach, which I think is hilarious.
Yeah.
And not only that, but talk about, you know, college football as a whole. I've had – the last 40 minutes has been hectic, but so much fun for me.
I mean, we just thrive on the chaos down here, and hopefully you are enjoying hearing what's coming out of the speakers for you because we're having a lot of fun on this end. I cannot wait to ask Mike Johnson about that bet that Greg McElroy was telling
How
us about.
That?
Because he did tell that story about being drafted. He was downtrodden. I'm not going to get drafted. No, he didn't want to make it. He didn't want to be drafted because he was going to have to pay $1,000.
And you know what kills me? And Abe might be the same way. I've heard that draft story like three times now, and I've never heard the...
I'd say that part somehow,
I've never heard
conveniently
that part about
not
it. I'm like,
yeah.
So I think when Greg was telling that, I was a little bit like, huh.
I got to ask you a question.
I thought me and Mike were boys.
And I want to get on that because you guys are closer with Mike than I am, and you know him a little bit better than I do. Is he going to come at it like... I didn't tell you that, or, I had forgotten about that. Is he a forgot about it, or you conveniently left that out of the story?
He's actually both, but he's more of a forgot about it kind of guy. With this one, this isn't – this story, he won't be one where he's like, left it out. I think this is
oh,
a
Oh, that's
I
right.
About
I did
it.
Forget about that. You're going to get that action.
I think it's a right. Forgot about it because he didn't win the money. He lost the money. So you try to push that out of your mind as soon as possible.
Either that or he's going to try to tell me that he's told me that. And I'm like, nah, man, I'd remember that.
That's a good call.
Yeah, I'd remember that.
You're right. That's probably the route he goes.
Yeah. And I'm like, nah, dude, I would remember that vividly. Yeah, there's no way I would forget that you bet against yourself in the NFL draft. There's just no way.
I know. I was about to text him about it, and then I was like, nope, we will save that for air next week. Right now, let's get into some of the audio from Kirby Smart. He presented yesterday down here at SEC Media Days for Georgia and had a lot of different points that he got to, including talking about Gunnar Stockton.
The number one thing Gunnar does is he leads. He does it the right way each and every day. He commands the room. He works his butt off. And I say all that because, you know, Ryan does a great job too. And those guys are going to continue to compete for things. But Gunner's one of the leaders of our team. I think you saw that in response last year to when he came in, you know, after the halftime and laid it on the line physically and mentally. And he does that each and every day. So when you look around the room and you look talk to our coaching staff, Gunner's been a tremendous passion, energy guy. We talk about that a lot, and he does it the right way. So I'm excited to see him grow and continue to get better.
I think Kirby knows what he has in Gunner a lot more than a lot of people talking about the questions around what Gunner can be. I think they're incredibly confident in what he can and is going to be this year. And I think it's the reason that a lot of outsiders are sleeping on Georgia, and I just don't feel that way.
Sure. I mean, Kirby probably knows, and I got to say this a little bit quietly because you don't got Jeff Lebby up here. I don't want to insult him. But, you know, he's sitting a table down from us. But I don't think there's a coach in college football that probably has more of a grip and more of a knows his team better than Kirby Smart. I think that's why Kirby Smart is so good. I think that's why Georgia is so detail-oriented. He knows he obviously knows everything about his team and the shortcomings are and what they are. I heard rumors around that program that maybe some thought that Gunnar Stockton was a one-read and pull-it kind of guy. He certainly looked that way at times, the little bit we saw him, but that doesn't mean he hasn't gotten better. That doesn't mean he hasn't progressed. That doesn't mean they've been working with him. And you can't take that for that's what he's going to be. And I think Kirby is confident in him winning that job, or he wouldn't have brought him here.
Well, and to add context to further your point, Bo, you didn't listen for it, Bo.
I got distracted. I'm sorry, I got distracted.
There are people. And Bo's just like, oh, there's so-and-so, there's so-and-so, there's so-and-so. So he is distracted. But to your point, Bo, to add context to this, Kirby was talking about the team in 2025 and how they are on the younger side.
Our team's going to be comprised of 54% first and second-year players. Very big change for us. I thought last year was probably one of the most veteran teams I've been a part of. You guys know the COVID class has kind of aged out. So we had multiple players that were in their fifth and sixth year last year, especially across the offensive and defensive lines. We had a tremendous group that all went out kind of at the same time, aged out at the same time. And so we're going to be really young, especially on the offensive and defensive lines. But 54% of our players are coming into their first or second year.
Yeah, I find that number oddly expected. Yeah, I was talking with you about this, Bo, in one of the breaks. Like, it just if 25% of your each year is your roster, right, freshman, sophomore, and I know you have some redshirt stuff going in there as well, then, yeah, it would seem that, like, that would be 50%. Plus, when you're a program like Georgia, you have guys that leave as their juniors heading into the NFL draft. To me, that number sounds relatively normal. I think the important thing is the talent is there. Right? I mean, you guys have recruited at a very high level, obviously, as they continue to do. Is the experience a concern? To me, it's not, because I've seen guys at Georgia develop so quickly and play beyond their years, whether forced into a situation that they weren't expecting or not. And so, yes, they're going to be young, but we know they're talented. So, to me, it's a non-discussion.
Yeah, I think that's. I think there's a lot of programs that probably have similar numbers because that's what college football kind of is.
Yeah.
Because so many guys just move after a year or two. They can transfer with you know, it's basically at will. I think the experience thing is way overblown when it does come to a school like Georgia. It's one thing I always come back to, and you've heard what Jordan Davis, you've heard Jalen Walker, you've heard every. It seems like every Georgia player that. You hear drafted the NFL and they're talked about and they're like, hey, why? Or even when the team has success, Well, how are you guys prepared for this? And the players say this, the Georgia players say the same thing the Alabama players used to say. We practice so hard that games are easy. Right. And so if you've practiced so hard and you've practiced for situations, and it goes back to the details that I talked about with Kirby Smart about knowing what he has in Gunnar Stockton, that you are prepared. You've been in those moments. When you're a second string guy or a young guy going in and going against the best, there's nothing that's unexpected for you. I mean, maybe a quarterback, yeah, but not every position. And so when you bring in just nothing but five stars, I don't care what that number is at young players. Young players win national titles all the time.
Well, and another piece that Kirby was talking about yesterday was the 8 versus 9 game schedule, but I know we need to get to break right now, so I want to dive into that on the other side, get your thoughts on that. We'll cover that along with that historic night at Truist Park. I was there for all of it. We'll get to that, and we'll get to SEC Media Day. So if we happen to come back and we've got a guest, that might happen too. It's all on the table today. It's the Morning Shift live from SEC Media Days from the College Football Hall of Fame on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Always Baron Burton's W sauce. That's like Greg McElroy, that chicken, the Sanderson chicken you stomped by. This is still a little... Baron Burton's W sauce or fire sauce on there, make it a little bit better. I'll use the tongs. Don't forget my friends at New Realm Brewing, the Allen Lager. I'm going to have like 7 of those Thursday night after we're all done here while I'm playing MGA. Scottie Scheffler, speaking of golf, is the best player in the world right now. And he's a guy that I respect a lot. He is people would call him boring, right? Because he just goes about his business and all he does is win. And he wins at a rate that makes it kind of boring because you watch a golf tournament that he's in and you're like, well, Scotty's got the lead. It's over. But, you know, he's at the British Open starts tomorrow. And he was talking about how winning is not overly important to him And he literally said, and I obviously understand this, but he's like, his biggest goal in life is not to be a great golfer. He'd rather be a great father.
That's why I talk about families being my priority, because it really is. You know, I'm blessed to be able to come out here and play golf, but if my golf ever started affecting my home life, or it ever affected the relationship I have with my wife or with my son, you know, that's going to be the last day that I play out here for a living. You know, this is not the be-all, end-all. This is not the most important thing in my life. And that's why I wrestle with, why is this so important to me? Because, you know, I would much rather be a great father than I would be a great golfer. You know, that at the end of the day, that's what's more important to me.
Yeah, and he went on to talk, Allie, he talked for a while on this subject, and he basically said if he thought he was being a bad partner to his wife, mm-hmm. or parent to his son, that he would walk away from golf that day and not play golf as a job anymore. And he talked about something that we all know and we all talk about as competitors, is that winning goes away, like, very quickly after.
Of course.
The feeling of it. But the losing sticks with you, and I think he would think that he's losing at life if he's not a great parent.
I mean, that's such a huge statement for him to make. Do you buy it? Do you fully believe?
I do. Okay. I Full Swing is a Netflix special. It's kind of like Drive to Survive and a full whatever the NASCAR one is. I can't even think of right now. And the very first one, they had him on, and they did a good job explaining. He's a very devout Christian. He's very strict to his family. Remember, he was talking about pulling out of the Masters for his kid to be born. That was 2 years, not this year, but last year when he won it. He was like, I'll leave the final round for my kid's birth. And that would have been his second Masters, but still, it was his second Masters.
Yeah, there's this crazy premise that you are what your profession is, and it just doesn't have to be that way. It can be more than that. And I think that was something that got to the heart of it. I think we've started to see that commentary, and along with just some of the mental health discussions that we've seen in the last couple of years, trending in that direction. All of these athletes are so much more than just what their profession is, what their job is.
Yeah, you find out so much more about them when you get to have conversations like we are at SEC Media Days with all the athletes and coaches that are stopping by. We're having more in-depth conversations. But I think it's also important to note, though, that he can afford to step away and be a good father at moment's notice because of what the sport of golf has given him. And not everyone is in that same situation. So while it's ideal, and I love this, I love that he said this, I think some people are like, well, good for you, man. But, like, I can't do that.
Yeah, and I think it's easy to look at it that way and say, well, he's saying that because he's got 19 wins since 2022 in three majors. But I believe that if he was a guy scrapping at the bottom of the barrel, too, he would probably have the same feeling. I think that's just who he is as a human being. But there is also an aspect of part of being a good father, mm-hmm. and a good spouse is you know, carrying your weight and you know, kind of providing. I say it all. I think about it all the time. Like, people, when I was about to have Pork Chop, and you know, Mike Conti and I were sitting there talking, he was like, "Hey, what about traveling? You still mm-hmm. want to do that?" And I'm like, "Yeah. That's my job. I make, you know, that's how I provide." I was like, I'm going to miss some Sundays and some Saturdays, but at the end of the day, when my kid, you know, grows up and gets to a certain age where she understands, she'll know that, yeah, I missed some stuff, but I also was providing for her. And I think that is as much of a part of being a good father to me as just being sitting in the stands when she strikes out or something, you know, in a softball game.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me ask you then, because you can't really predict what's going to make you emotional, but you were down at NASCAR for a couple days. Were there any texts or little milestones that Porkchop had while you were gone that you're like, man, I wish I had seen that?
Milestones, no, but I get one track sometimes. And because when I don't, I'm all over the place. As you can see, my head is just like on a swivel right now.
Yes, it is.
And it's like, so that's not good, but I'll get one track and like maybe the task at hand, right? And so then when I am reminded, it throws me off the other way. Like Amy was sending me pictures of her and videos. Mm-hmm. And then I'm starting to miss her.
Yeah.
And so it threw me a little bit. Like, I would start missing her, and then I would get over it, and I would go back into the, all right, I'm down here for, I'm doing a show, or this is that, I'm working. And then every time she would send me a picture, I would instantly start missing her again and kind of bring me back to, I wish I was there. So, yes and no, maybe not milestones, but just little things that were happening. And so I know maybe I'm not alone in that, but I will get over here and completely block out personal life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I would tell you, I think both of you, Abe, you and Allie, would both say that you have to in this business. Because if you are thinking about something that's happening off the air in your life, you kind of go down a road where now you're not kind of on, and you're not taught, you know, and that's really any job, I guess.
Yeah, that goes, you know, all industries. As soon as you clock in, you got to leave that baggage at the door. The suitcases will be waiting for you on your way out, you know? So I think that's in every business, but definitely when that on-air light goes on, I know all that personal stuff goes out the window.
Yeah, I mean, what's that show? Is it Severance where they do
yes.
that?
Yes.
I mean, it's kind of like
– fascinating?
Yeah, you've got to be able to put it aside for the moment and bring it. Not just because we're on air and we need to inform and entertain and all that stuff, but just in general, any job where you need to have some level of focus.
Did you see yesterday that Severance got like 28 Emmy Awards? Like, it's like the highest rate of awards for a show on Apple, of course.
I think you're talking about Studio.
Am I talking about Studio?
I think you're talking about the Studio.
Okay,
here.
Well, I'm corrected.
But, yeah, I did see that. A number of legendary actors got their first ever Emmy nomination. So pretty cool to see that. I think we're going to be joined by Kalen DeBoer here in just a moment for a couple of quick seconds here, Bo. Fascinated and excited to talk to the Alabama head coach when he does come by our set. We'll jump
yeah.
him
We've
right in there.
I got to talk to him before he ever coached a game, right after we drafted Michael Penix. And I think Atlanta needs to appreciate this guy, because the guy putting on a headset right now, Kalen DeBoer, head coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide, is also the man that we need to personally thank. We spoke to you right after the draft, Coach. Mike Johnson is our normal host
yeah.
along with us. He's on vacation for some reason, but you're the guy that is, to me, that has done a lot for Michael Penix Jr., and he's an amazing talent. But you're kind of responsible, because you had him in Indiana, and you used him one way, and then you turned around and you got him at Washington, and you completely kind of remade what his career was as a college quarterback.
Man, I tell you what, you just said something about me making him. He made me too. You know, I mean, together we did it. You know, some amazing things. And I just saw him a couple weeks ago. If there's a lot of players that are super special to you, but because of his journey and what we accomplished together, and his faith and confidence to come up to Washington at the time when, you know, maybe staying closer to home, and you know, the career kind of going a certain direction at that point. Just meant so much. And so, yeah, he actually came over a couple weeks ago, spent the night at the house, and you know, we had dinner with a bunch of the others that he knows well that came down from Washington too. So I'm super excited about what this next year is for him. You know, when he gets comfortable and familiar with an offense, those tools that he has will take over. And so I'm excited for this next round.
Yeah, I myself am an Indiana alum, so I remember watching the early days of Mike, and then now to see him here as QB1 yeah. with the Falcons, it's a pretty wild
That's
ride.
Awesome.
It is Coach Kalen DeBoer, head coach for Alabama, joining us here on the morning shift. What was new for you last year at Alabama that maybe you don't have to worry about this year, that lets you really dial in and focus on just making this season the best it can be?
I can't say that. I mean, yeah, you're in a different conference. You're going to different stadiums, many that I had never been to before. Yeah, familiarity with the community and all that. But I think year one is year one at it's going to be logistics. There's going to be things that you just got to work through and figure out, and new staff coming together, and players that you don't know, and personnel, and things that guys do really well that you thought they could do well and they don't, and vice versa. But yeah, I think a lot of it is just always evolving, and so that's where we're in. That's the mindset we're in, and you're always going to adjust no matter what. But from year one to year two, there needs to be that big jump.
Kalen DeBoer joining us, Alabama head coach, here on the morning shift, Sports Radio 929 The Game, live at SEC Media Days. All right, you guys, Jalen Milroe goes in NFL. You know, he's out in Seattle, and you got a quarterback battle brewing, right? I mean, it's Ty Simpson. I mean, Austin Mack, one of those, Keelan Russell. How's that going to shape up for you guys, and who's kind of the front runner right now as we enter fall camp?
Yeah, at the end of the spring, I know we made an announcement publicly. So, you know, a lot of people, and justifiably so, if we play today, you know, Ty Simpson would be our quarterback. And he had a really nice spring. So did the other guys. You can see their growth. They're getting these really meaningful reps. And, you know, you want it for every guy, you know. And in Ty's case, you want it because he's really stayed the course here. He's stayed through going into year four now. You know, he's got relationships with the players, but so do the other guys. He's got the tools, but so do the other guys. And so it's just a matter of being consistent, letting his play, you know, just being him and going out there and doing his thing. Always, you know, trying to be better the next day. And he's done that. And so I'm excited to get into fall camp here and you know, let him roll. Let him get after it.
Coach, they're wrapping us up, so I know we got to get you out of here. But real quick, rapid fire, are you a 5'11 guy in the playoff or in a nine-game schedule?
I got you. I thought we were talking height or something like that. I'm like, gosh, I'm at least 6 foot.
No, trust me, I'm under 5'11. I know when you're over 6 foot.
I think it's about trying to get as many. I mean, you want all the best teams in the playoff, right? And so how do you accomplish that? You know, you want to reward the teams that do win championships, conference championships. And so, I tend to lean that way. But I can't say that I'm standing on the table. I want to continue to be educated on what's best for college football. But also, I think what's best for college football is figure out how to get the best teams in the playoff every single year. So, is that what you think?
Yeah.
How we get the best
ones? Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I don't think any conference should have a set number.
Sure.
I think, you know,
sure,
you get the best teams in that played that year, and doesn't matter what conference they're in.
I mean, it might help you out if you had that, if you're a certain conference, but some years it might not, you know, you might not have deserved it. And so, or got too many, you know.
Agreed.
So, just to get the best teams in there, give the teams that have a good resume and have accomplished a lot of great things throughout the course of the season, and let them go ball out in the playoffs.
Coach, thanks for joining us. I know it was quick, but we appreciate you taking some time.
Yeah,
luck
thank
this
you
season.
Guys.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take care. That's Kalen DeBoer, Alabama head coach, joined us here on the Morning Shift Sports Radio 929 The Game. We have to take a break, Abe. But coming up, we have Mr. College Football set to join us here in a few minutes. Tony Barnhart next on the Morning Shift Sports Radio 929 The Game, live at SEC Media Days and
the Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dermot and I have
Sports
so much
Radio
fun.
92.9 The Game. It's the Morning Shift live from SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame. I've got Bo to my right, Avis to my left. He is in for Mike Johnson today. I am Allie Mack, and of course, Dylan keeps us on the air back at the studio. We are welcoming in Mr. College Football and friend of the show, Tony Barnhart. How are you doing this morning, Tony?
I'm doing great. I feel like I'm back home talking to you guys.
And obviously, you and Bo were just talking about how he used to produce for you. Are you proud of little Squid Billy here?
Squid Billy has done well. You know, there were days early in all of our careers when he was helping us with Barnhart and Durham. I said, you know, Squid Billy going to make it? Well, he has. Squid Billy has made it. So
Tony used to, and because Tony was great to work with him, and obviously I still work with Wes on Sundays. But Tony would be like, I want you to reach out to so and so, like Steve Spurrier. I'm like, Tony, I don't think he'll do it. Tell him Tony Barnhart asked, and I'd be like, hey, I'd be like, okay, fine, and I'd send the email, and I mean it would be like. You would hit send, and then the reply would be like, what time? And I would be like, whoa. So Mr. College Football's name carries weight.
I've heard a lot of people tell me as a longtime producer as well, make sure they know it's for me, and it gets nowhere. But with Tony Barnhart, different
Dude,
story.
I'm telling you, it did. That show, and we'll get to other things, but that show was a college football show. It right. was only during yeah. the fall, and so it was 2 hours. And when we first started it or whatever, and it was basically any big game mm-hmm. that week, we would have the coach on.
Right.
And I was young, and you know, I would try to get guests on my own, and you would go nowhere. And then it's like, well, there's no way I'm getting, you know, Steve Spurrier on the week of Florida, South Carolina when he's at South Carolina, and Tony would be like, no, just ask him, or a young Dabo Swinney right after he took over. Nope. I would drop Tony's name, and I was like, man, I got the job done. I'm a big boy now. Look at me. And it was all Tony. I was just dropping Tony's name.
Well, what made that show so much fun is between me and Durham, we knew everybody, okay, with his connections in the ACC and stuff. And so we had – I just remember when it was a tough weekend, Durham and I would have – remember two couch Monday?
Yeah.
One couch wasn't enough to soothe the ills. You had to have two couches in the studio. That's how bad it was.
I love that you call him Durham, too. I'm going to start calling Wes that and see how far
he
goes. He'll be like, he'll look at me.
But see, Durham hit the big time. I mean, he's all over the place now. Yeah.
Well, you're Mr. College Football. He's kind of Mr. ACC right now.
There
so.
You go.
But look, Tony, there's so much news going on.
Yep.
And you've seen so much change in the sport of college football that here we are with a 12-team playoff right now, and we're talking about how we want a 16-team playoff to look. And I know you can't be a fan of the 4-4 and like 8 thing, right? You're probably a 5-11 guy.
Yeah, I'm definitely a 5-11 guy. The 4-4 thing is where the Big Ten says – before we play a game, we're guaranteed 4 spots in the playoffs, just like that, okay? And as they say in politics, those were bad optics.
Yeah.
And so, no, I'm definitely in favor. I'm definitely in favor of whatever gets you the most teams in the playoffs. And it's very – just do the math. Do the math. Had that play – had 5-11 been in place last year, the SEC would have qualified to get 6 teams in. And that's the pitch that Greg Sankey made to his coaches down in Destin. The coaches weren't real crazy about the idea, but then he laid it out on the table and said, guys, we can get 6 teams in. Don't worry about 4. We can get 6 in. And the coaches said, okay. And then so – but we got to get the Big Ten to come around. They're being stubborn.
Yeah, it seemed like there were some shots from Sankey to Petiti or whatever
his
name is.
Oh, it didn't seem like there were shots of Petiti. He is – hello. I don't blame him. You know, I love the coaches in the Big Ten said, well, we'll go for that 5-11 thing if they'll go to 9 conference games. And Greg Sankey says, guys, respect you and all that, but we're not going to let the Big Ten coaches determine what we're going to do in the SEC. So it is a battle right now. So.
Well, and I want to stay on Sankey's comments for a moment this week at SEC Media mm-hmm. Days. You're in your 50th season covering SEC football, and Greg Sankey was talking about how he hasn't seen football change as much in the last 100 years as right. it has in the last few. Are you kind of on the same wavelength with him on that, with all the changes happening with NIL and everything?
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, I mean, there's been more change. Really, the line of demarcation, there are two events that really define the change in the SEC. One is the arrival of Steve Spurrier in 1990. He changed the league forever, because before he got there in 1990, if you scored 24 points a game and had a really good defense, you're probably going to win most of the time. No more. Now, when Spurrier got there, you're 33, 34, 35 points to have a chance to win, and everybody had to adapt to him, and everybody did adapt to him. That and Roy Kramer's decision to go to divisional, to add South Carolina and Arkansas and go to divisional play mm-hmm. for the 1992 season, that changed everything. Notice that the SEC was a good conference, then all of a sudden they go to divisional play and things pick up, and now you win seven national championships in a row. And so it's those two things are, to me, the biggest markers in the history. When you write to the SEC, those are the two biggest changes.
Mm-hmm. Tony, a lot of quarterbacks in SEC history have entered the year with a hype, just a complete amount of hype train. Maybe none for the same reasons that the Texas starting quarterback, Arch Manning, comes into the year. Is it an overstatement to say that if this guy doesn't win a Heisman or a national championship, there are going to be a lot of people who view the year as a failure?
No, I don't think you view it that way. I think the guy's very, very talented. He has the brand recognition. He has the name, and he's just, the people I talk to said the guy's really talented, and he's very level-headed. He actually has a sense of humor, okay, and he shows up and shows that sense of humor. But look, he grew up in the family business. None of this stuff is gonna, you know, people talk about, God, there's pressure on that guy. Well, there's really no pressure on that guy. I mean, all he's got to do is win the Heisman Trophy, you know, take Texas to the national championship. And oh, by the way, you got to go to Ohio State to play your first game. So we'll see. No, I don't think you're going to call it a bust. I think he'll have a marvelous career. 2 years. 2 years.
Really?
Yeah. Not okay. just one, but two.
All right. Oh, wow. And he's already taking shots like he's a pro. I mean, his shot at Steve Spurrier yesterday was pretty.
You got to love it.
Dude, I've been saying something. That was pretty impressive. We have Tony. We're joined by Tony Barnhart here on the Morning Shift on Sports Share 910 of the Game, live at SEC Media Days. We'll get to your book here in a minute, Mr. College Football, 50 Years of SEC Memories. But, Tony, you covered Kirby as a player. Mm-hmm. You covered him as an assistant. And now as a head coach, you've seen Dooley, you know, Rick, now Smart at UGA, obviously has skipped over Ray Goff there. Not a shot, just skipped over, and Jim Donnan. But where does he rank, not just in Georgia coaches, but in coaches you've covered, and where he has catapulted now with how he's handled the program and winning?
Well, if he can sustain this level of success for his entire career, he has to be one of the greatest coaches Georgia's ever had. Obviously, Vince Dooley won more games at 201 than anybody else. And, I think Kirby's done an incredible job, because doing it now is different than doing it in the past. I mean, I was very close to Coach Dooley. Number of those seasons had six conference games, only had six conference yeah. games. And now you got eight conference games plus an SEC championship game. So he's recruited at a high level very consistently. I loved it when my Georgia friends go, but we're not as good as we were in 21 and 22. Well, yeah, because those are two of the best defenses you're ever going to see in your life. You yeah. may never see that again. So, no, Kirby's done an incredible job, and now the league just got tougher.
Yeah. Tony, I'm fascinated by some of the viewpoints surrounding Georgia coming into this year. And we're going to go back a few years, the national championship run there. I get it, like Stetson Bennett was a special dude. Mm-hmm. He was, though, a walk-on. And so I just find it so hard to believe that there are so many takes out there that Gunnar Stockton's not good enough or can't lead this team. Again, you just went into why Kirby Smart is who he is and how he's going to have his team ready to play. I think people are overlooking, and it's hard to believe we're saying a team ranked sixth or seventh is being overlooked, but it feels that way.
Well, a wise coach once told me, was Nick Saban, wise coach once told me, that, look, if you want to know who your starting quarterback is or should be, just go into the locker room. players will tell you who the starting quarterback should be. And these guys have got Gunnar Stockton's back.
Yeah.
Okay. They are not going to let him fail. And he's a different kind of quarterback. He's not flash. He's not. But he knows how to play the game. So I feel to me, Georgia has a lot more problems to worry about than Gunnar Stockton at quarterback. I mean, how about the fact they haven't had a thousand-yard rusher since 2019? How about they finished next to dead last in rushing and couldn't run the ball to protect the lead in the fourth quarter? What about 36 drop passes, which led the nation? I'm just saying there's a lot more stuff to me going on at Georgia than it is the quarterback position.
Tony, you're doing the final tour of the SEC mm-hmm. this season, turning it into a book from your notes. Mr. College Football, 50 Years of SEC Memories, as Bo has mentioned, your book is going to be coming out later on. How did this project come together, and how excited are you to put this together?
Well, the answer to your second question, I'm very excited. But as you guys know, you work in the media, and you know that media is in, shall we say, fluid, is in a state of flux. And my wife and I have been talking about this for a long time, but, you know, how do you want to exit? What's your exit strategy? I think we all should have one. And I said, here's what I want to do. I want to spend my last year covering the league doing a tour, doing it and getting to, you know, there's no way I'm getting all 16 campuses, okay, logistically. But it's going back. I've got 50 years of memories, but I want to take one last year to say thank you to a lot of people. And then UGA Press did my last book, The 19 of Green, and I pitched this to them, and they answered in about 5 minutes and said, yeah, we're in. And so we will turn that into a book. Hopefully, you know, when this season is over, then I'm taking all those memories I got on the tour, incorporating them in the book. Hope to have the manuscript done midway through next year, and then published probably at the end of the year.
Have you heard about how you have to, like, lock yourself away to write these books? That's going to be grueling.
It will be. It will be. But this is my seventh book, so yeah. I'm used to the grind.
Yeah.
And it's part of it. And well, I'm lucky. I've got really good material. Okay. Everybody I've talked to about this project, including you guys, says, "Oh, I got to read that." So that's what you want.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear some of the stories. I'm sure there's going to be a Munson or a Dooley, and not to mention all the other schools that you've been around. I mean, he's not George R.R. Martin. He can finish a book. Tony Barnhart can finish a book. Is there I know we got to get out of here in a minute, but is there maybe a Munson or a Dooley story that might be in that book that you can kind of share with us? I know you've already written a Munson book before, so I'm sure you might not go too heavy on those.
One of my favorite Munson stories is when we were doing the book, his autobiography. I would see him. I go to Athens to see him three times a week, and the thing about it is, see, I would walk into those meetings with Larry, and I had it all scoped out. We're going to talk about this and this and this and this and this and this. I'd get to see Munson like 5 minutes into the conversation. He goes off in some tangent that we hadn't really discussed, and he said, you know, like one year Georgia was playing Oklahoma State on the road, and I walked in one day. He didn't say hello, didn't say hi, didn't say how you doing. Says, "Hey, Barnhart, where the hell is Oklahoma State? And how do you get there? And if you get there, how do you get back?" So he was just hilarious. He just absolutely – I enjoyed that so much really missed him when we lost him not too long ago.
Tony, I can't thank you enough for stopping by. I can't wait for the book. We're obviously going to try to have you during the year, but you've been a lot to my career. It's crazy that I come in and I've been in the business. I can't believe I've been in it as long as I have, but the fact that I got to work with you and Durham, you know, a little bit of Durham as well, but cool. But you kind of taught me how to be a pro, so really appreciate that. We're going to miss you when you're no longer covering it. But thank you for joining us, and I hope let's have you during the year.
Absolutely.
I want to hear about the tour as it's happening.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I tell you, I've already been to see Coach Saban, so the news of his return to college football, I think, might be exaggerated. Let's just put it there. And I'm going to see Coach Spurrier, not this Saturday, but next Saturday. Our Coach Spurrier's wife and my wife, Maria, are good buddies, and so they're throwing us a reception in Gainesville On the 26th next week, so we're looking forward to that. So.
Just let me know what time we need to leave.
It's gonna be fun. I know that.
Tony, thank you so much for stopping by your old stomping grounds. We so appreciate it.
Enjoyed it. Thanks for having me. Take care.
Well, this hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. That's gonna do it for us today. For Abe, Bo, Dylan, myself, Allie Mack, thank you for being here today. Thank you to all our guests today, Matt Flynn, Greg McElroy, Kaylin DeBoer, Tony Barnhart. If you missed interviews, fire them up on the Odyssey app. There's a lot of great insights there, a lot of stories about Mike Johnson on there, too. So check it out on the Odyssey app. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
stay cool, Atlanta.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.